Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. I pray that you are well and you are full of life and joy this morning. This morning, I'm going to be reading from Jeremiah 33 and 3. Scripture reads, "Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know." Jeremiah 33 and 3. This morning's topic message is, can you hear from God? Can you hear when God is talking to you? You know, sometimes people, you maybe yourself or other people may say, you know, they've heard the Lord tell them this, or can feel God is telling them to do something, or something is pulling at their heart, and it's they're hearing from God, or you are hearing from God, and then some moment you may think that God has gone silent on you and he isn't even talking anymore. That isn't one of the gifts that's just available for a few. I believe that God speaks to all of us in ways that sometimes we may try to ignore, or ways that we may not be able to recognize that it's him. It could be in thoughts that we may rub off, or, you know, say that it's just a random thought, or it's just a coincidence, or, you know, this may just happen. But in actuality, all of that is speaking to you, is based on God placing something in your life, or placing a recurring situation or a recurring word or a recurring message that continues to come. And it may just be something that you've been fighting and trying to deny doing, but it's actually God speaking to you, letting you know something. And again, you may be in the area where you think that God is silent, and, you know, or you may not think that he's actually speaking to you, or that you're not capable of discerning his voice. Again, I believe that he wants to speak to all of us. So here are a few applications, biblical, that you can try to apply into your life that may help you. One is to believe. Jesus said in John 8:47, "Whoever soul belongs to God, here's what God says. If you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you belong to him. You already have the capability of discerning God's voice when he speaks to you. This happens when you work through the Spirit." Anticipate. 1 Samuel 3 and 9 says, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." What if we approached each day with an attitude of anticipation? Letting his word and his Spirit flow into your life. Just setting your heart and setting your mindset on hearing from God. Letting that be the first part of your to-do list in the morning. Follow. Say it in John 10:27. "My sheep will hear my voice. I know them and they follow me." God doesn't just speak to be heard. He speaks to be obeyed. So when we discern God's voice of direction and of his correction, then we have to be willing and able to follow in obedience. If we get a message, we have to be willing to be obedient to follow it. We have to. Isaiah 30:21 says, "Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.'" Father God, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us a new opportunity to go out, Lord God, hearing your voice, walking in your ways, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your truth that continue to pour into our lives through your words, Lord God, and that we may walk in the truth of today, Lord God, and walk in the live the letters that you created for us, Lord God, to be able to read and let them sink into our spirit. Help us discern your voice, Lord God. Give us an attitude of anticipation to wake up every morning and say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." And when you speak, Lord, let us be faithful to follow and obey you so that we may walk in your way, walk in authority, walk in power, walk in favor, walk in joy, walk in peace, walk in love, because we hear you and we obey you and we walk in your word. Thank you, Lord God, for who you are in our lives. We are your servant, Lord God. Speak to us today. Speak to us moment by moment, hour by hour, day by day, so that we may, Lord God, hear you, Lord, clearly, and we may walk in your way faithfully. Lord God, we love you. We give you all the glory, the power, and honor, Lord God. You are King of kings and Lord of lords, and you do not lie. Your mercy, your grace, your joy and favor is ours for the taking. And this morning, we accept it, we receive it, and we bless your name. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. Have an amazing day, love. Be blessed. Be great. Be loved. Every moment, if you get an opportunity to just whisper, Lord, speak to me. Let me hear you. And I promise you, you'll hear, you'll see, you'll walk in it, you'll see him. He'll come into you through numbers that'll come in sequences that's not normal, that you'll wonder, and like, why do I keep seeing this? And you got to remember, you're not of the world. You are a child of God, and that is him speaking to you. He won't speak to you as the world speaks to you. He's going to speak to you in ways that another person wouldn't understand. He's going to speak to you in ways that it's only for you to embrace. You'll be in a situation, and you'll see things that you in your heart you feel like it's not right. You'll be put in positions where you'll keep finding something, and you'll be like, why am I keep seeing this? Why does this keep happening? Don't question it. That's God speaking to you. Again, no child of God can go without hearing and seeing God. It's us who don't, you know, we don't take the opportunity and look and pay attention to what he's showing us and applying it to our lives. The word tells us that's how he'll do it. So remember, when you look to the left, to the right, and you see this consistent thing, know that it's God, and know that he's speaking to you. Follow it. Be obedient to it, and watch the blessings that will come into your life. Have a beautiful, amazing day. Let this be a week of prosperity across the board. And when I say prosperity, I mean increase in your finances, increase in your physical health, increase in your mental health, increase in your spiritual health. Increase around the board. Expect it. Receive it. Believe it. Anticipate it. Know that it's yours for the taking. Get ready to have a great day. Don't let others block you with their spirits that'll have you anxious or upset. Stop it. People are going to be people. They're going to do things that on purpose sometimes to try and ruffle your feathers. Don't do it. Be God. Your servant is hearing. If someone comes to you and they try to take you off guard or change the direction of your day, in that moment, speak, God. Your servant is listening. God does not want you to look like them. That is not what he's calling you to do. He's calling you to be set apart and be different. Listen to him. Look for him in the messages. Be great, love. Have an amazing Monday. God bless you.